Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, December 6th, and you are listening to Against the Current, CITR 101.9's weekly news radio show. CITR is a campus and community radio station based on UBC's Vancouver campus. We are located on the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam people. And we air every Tuesday at 12 p.m. and are rebroadcasted every Saturday at noon. Every Tuesday, we aim to bring you timely and relevant news coverage for the Lower Mainland. For this week's episode, we'll be doing an interview with the co-president of the UBC Solidarity for Human Rights organization about the cultural and activist efforts and campaigns that they've created over the duration of the first term. My name is Jasmine. I'm the news collective lead this year, and I'll be your host for today's episode. After the break, I'll be handing over the reins to Cosby, one of our CITR news members, for the interview with Dahlia, the co-president of UBC SPHR.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
tomorrow I'll be in division. She's freezing in the kitchen. Won't you let me be the best one that you know?
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Against the Current, CITR 101.9's weekly news radio show. For our segment this week, I'll be handing over the reins to Kazi, one of our CITR news members, for an interview with Dahlia, the co-president of the UBC Solidarity for Human Rights organization.
Yes. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your role in the UBC Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights organization?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Dahlia. I am the current co-president of the SPHR at UBC, third generation Palestinian. So I'm a daughter of the diaspora. My grandparents were Palestinian, like our Palestinian refugees in Jordan. But I grew up outside of I've never been to Palestine. I grew up outside of Palestine my entire life. Kind of basically shaped who I am. And that's why I decided to join SPHR, because I wanted to convey the Palestinian cause to people and tell them that what's happening in Palestine is a huge issue, and it's a global issue. People should care about it. I myself got lucky by, being able to live in good condition, not in a refugee camp, for example, whereas a lot of my fellow Palestinians, even people here at UBC, their parents still live in refugee camps kilometers away from their actual homelands in Palestine.
And what kind of events and efforts has the SPHR organized over the past term for the cause?
Okay, so usually SPHR, we either organize cultural events to showcase the Palestinian culture and to keep it alive, or we organize educational events, and this is where we teach people about the aspects of the Palestinian cause and the occupation and whatnot. So what we did this semester is, first of all, we started the series called Get Your Dep Kit On. And this is part of the cultural. So we'll start with cultural and then we'll move on to educational.
Yeah.
So the cultural stuff, this was the first thing we established. And Debke is basically traditional Palestinian dance, a traditional Palestinian dance, and not necessarily just Palestinian. It's actually a Levantinian dance. So Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon and Syria, they all do the same kind of Debke or dance. And so, yeah, we wanted to bring Debke to UBC and get people, whether Palestinians or not, to learn the art of Debke. So we did that over the semester. We had four classes and it was pretty successful. And now we're looking to establish our own Debke team at SPHR here at UBC. We basically created a team for a Debke team. So a traditional Palestinian Debke dance team, basically, you could say that. So that was the big cultural thing that we did this semester. Besides that, we did Knafe and Trivia Night. So we had events and a bunch of events like this where we would have Palestinian food, dessert, Knafe in this case, or other types of Palestinian food, and we would do something fun on the side. So we did Knafe and Trivia, where it was both a mix of celebrating Palestinian culture by, indulging knafe, which is a really famous Palestinian dessert. And at the same time, learning more about Palestine. So we had questions about Palestine, whether geography or actual history questions or things that are happening today. And people were engaging with the material. So it was pretty fun. So that's kind of from the, from the cultural aspect. We also had an event that's not really culture, that's more showcasing Palestinian media. So we had this last week where we screened the new movie Farhan that was just released on Netflix. And it basically showcased a story of a small girl, or a 14-year-old girl that survived the Nakba, which was basically known as the catastrophe, which is when about 750,000 Palestinians were ethnically cleansed from their homes in Palestine and were forced to leave their lands. So it was basically showcasing story or a small aspect or one person's experience of that event. So that was last week, and it was kind of a movie night where we watched the movie together, we reflected on it. So that's also another kind of event that we would do, discussion, reflection. And this takes us more to the educational side of things. So for this semester, we did like four educational sessions. So we had one about like just general Palestine 101. So yeah, we usually call them Palestine 101. So it's like, come and learn about Palestine from different, like different things about Palestine. So the first one we did was like a brief introduction to like the Palestinian cause, like Palestine, Israel, what's happening, what happened in the past, why you should care, all of these things. Then we moved on to like talking about how Palestine is portrayed in the media. News outlets, they portray Palestinians in a different way. And we talked about like Palestine versus Ukraine, like Palestinians, for example, Palestinian freedom fighters are seen as terrorists, whereas Ukrainian freedom fighters are seen as heroes. So that these kind of comparisons, the double standard when it comes to Palestine. Yeah, we also had a discussion around that as well. We also had like another event about the International Day of Solidarity to Palestinian people and or why international solidarity is important, not just for Palestine, but for other causes as well. That was our last educational session. We also had an educational session about like the differences between anti-Zionism, so being anti-Israel, like an anti-occupation, anti-settler colonialism, versus like being inherently anti-Semitic. We wanted to draw the line, like specify that, okay, just because we're against like the state of Israel and the actions of the state of Israel doesn't mean we're anti-Semitic. It was a very important event. We had like a big turnout. And yeah, like usually for our events, we try to collaborate with clubs like the SJC, the Social Justice Center, like we collaborate with them quite a lot. And we also collaborate quite a lot with like Climate Justice UBC, Independent Jewish Voices, Youth Bloc, I think that's what they're called, like the youth block chapter. I don't know if they're an AMS club, but like they operate out of UBC. So yeah, that's kind of like what we do. So educational, cultural, like discussional, that's kind of what SPHR does.
Can you tell me more about your blog, Understanding Palestine?
Yeah, so actually that blog, we're expanding it now. But basically what it is, it's just like a one-stop shop for people to go and like read more about Palestine and understand more, like understand some of the topics around Palestine a bit better. And it was also placed for like an open publishing forum. So if anyone wanted to like write an opinion piece about Palestine, they can go and like publish it or send it to us and we'll publish it. And it's like an opinion about something, whether it's about Gaza or about like Canada's complicity in Israeli apartheid, or whether it's about like just general history of what happened in Palestine, like any opinion piece that people would have had. Plus like resources, like things to learn about Palestine. And since it's been kind of dead since COVID, because the person who was in charge of the blog left, like they graduated. So now what we're doing is, as part of SPHR, we have like a bunch of committees, and one of them is the education committee. And we're working on something called the Palestine Institute. So basically it's gonna be exactly the same as the blog, a bit better, I guess, like in a bit more detailed and more bougie, let's say. And it's gonna be like a one-stop shop again for everything you need to know about Palestine. And it's going to include like, for example, like an entire historical timeline where you can just go and click on every time, like part of the timeline, and like read more about when this happened, why it happened, what happened in during this event. That's like the history part. We also want to do like things that like, okay, of course, like resources to talk about Palestine, like whether it's media or like books or like I don't know, movies, all these things are like pages or on Instagram that you can go and learn more about Palestine. We also want to add like, so basically for every educational session we have, we create reference sheets for people to like go back and review the material after the event is done. So we're going to also have those on there, like the reference sheets about each and every topic that we did during like our Palestine 101 sessions. There's a bunch more. I actually have them written down. Let me just open it up. Yeah, and we also want to keep like the publishing forum alive. Like if people wanted to share like any of their opinions about Palestine, like that's also something that we want to include on the Palestine like Institute website. We also want to talk a lot more about like modern day Palestine, like what's happening today, like how Israel is modern day apartheid, like it's a modern day apartheid regime, like why you should care about it, and like why you should learn more about it, and vocalize your support for Palestine. Yeah, that's kind of what we were thinking, I guess. So we just wanted to expand it a bit more. And the aim of like something like the blog or Palestine Institute is to just like expose the UBC community to like resources about Palestine, because it's so hard to find those resources from the correct sources. Like you can go and search Palestine on Google and you'll find a lot of bullshit that's not true. I think trying, like, putting our resources there and, like, our, like, good research and, like, good research that we know are trustworthy when you want to learn about Palestine from the right sources, I think is very important when it comes to UBC. And, like, just offering the UBC community a kind of, like, place to go and read about Palestine and learn about Palestine if they wanted to.
Okay. Can you tell me more about your book club, Palestine Reads?
Yeah, okay. So actually, I don't run the book club. My friend, the exec, her name is Yasmin Zidane. She runs the book club. And yeah, like Palestine Reads, we basically just read books written by Palestinian authors about like different Palestinian struggles. So we read a bunch of books. Like, I think one of them was, one second, let me go check what there's a bunch. We've been doing this for a while. But yeah, like it's either like books where it's just like an educational book where it's telling you like, okay, this happened here, this led to this, like historical events, like a book, like a summary of all of what happened, like a brief history of Palestine. But we also read like more, how do I say this? Like books that are a bit more poetic, let's say, and less about like directly the historical events and more like from a storytelling kind of lens of a person telling their story about like them living in Palestine or their experiences in Palestine or just generally like what's happening in Palestine, like, but from a storytelling lens, like from someone's point of view, like personal point of view. So yeah, the aim here is as well to like engage with Palestinian like authors and their literature and their books and their literature to kind of like explore Palestine from an artistic lens. Like, it's not just okay, like this happened. No, it's like, okay, we want to explore like from like someone's point of view what happened and how it affected them, and we also like to explore like the way like the authors, the way they write, the way they speak, how like their experiences influenced their art and like their style of writing and whatnot. So it's kind of what it is. It's just like exploring more things like literature on Palestine and just like, yeah, celebrating Palestine, mourning Palestine. It kind of depends on the vibe of the book, but yeah. So SPHR UBC was like a very small club. Like we had like 20 members max. Like we would literally struggle, go back to the AMS and like reconstitute our club every year because I mean, we didn't have the people, we didn't have the numbers. And as of last year, we were working on a divestment campaign. So basically what I mean by a divestment campaign is that UBC, there are companies that UBC invests in that directly or that are involved directly in the violation of Palestinian human rights and that operate on illegal settlements in Palestine, so Palestinian land, when they're not even supposed to operate on them. And they also have like, they play a part in the Israeli apartheid regime. So basically our idea was, okay, if we, this is kind of like the activist part of SPHR, because SPHR also does like activist work where we do like divestment or we do like protests and rallies and whatnot. So this is kind of like the other side of SPHR that we didn't really quite talk about today. But yeah, so last year we decided to form a coalition of 20 student clubs on campus. So it was SPHR, the SJC, and a bunch of other clubs. Where we demanded from the university to remove their investments in 9 companies that were complicit in Israeli apartheid and the violation of Palestinian human rights. And we actually passed that motion here at the AMS. So the AMS passed a motion in March 23rd, I think, or 26th, I'm not sure. It was like in March, end of March, the last council meeting in March. They passed a motion to pin a letter to the Board of Governors at the university to ask them to divest from these 9 companies, because they were complicit in Palestinian human rights. So yeah, that was like a huge win for us. And I think after that, that's when like SPHR really kicked off. Like people started seeing that we have an impact on campus and they wanted to join us and see like how they can help and like how they can learn more. Because, you know, these like boycotts or like these divestments, they go a long way, right? Like we think they're nothing, but the university's endowment fund is about $2.5 like billion. And out of the $2.5 billion, at least like $2 million goes to these 9 companies. And these 9 companies are not the only companies that are actually like complicit in Israeli apartheid or like violation of Palestinian human rights. But these companies we outlined based on like the United Nations. There's a document outlined by the United Nations. So yeah, I mean like that was crazy. Like SPHR was able to go from having 20 members to now having around 100 and something members, with like, and passing a diversity campaign. And now we're working on taking that further, because like, yeah, the AMS passed it, but now we want the universities to actually remove those investments from those companies. So that's kind of what we're working on now. And we're working on it like in tandem with the AMS office, with Dana Turdy. We're trying to get things like going. We want to like actually go to the Board of Governors and tell them, yes, accord, we want you to remove your investments in these companies and companies that are complicit in violation of human rights in general, not just Palestine as well. Like, we want to expand it to other human rights issues, because again, like, Palestine is an intersectional, like, or international solidarity is very important, and like being able to fight for other causes is in itself fighting for Palestine. But yeah, I guess that's what like SPHR is, and that's when it kind of blew up. But yeah, like, again, like, if you're interested in like coming to our events, feel free to come. Usually they're free, and like, you know, you just come and you learn about Palestine, or like social, generally we talk about social justice if that's something you're interested in. And yeah, like, we just have a good time, we discuss things, you meet people, so it's pretty fun. And at the same time, like, you're contributing to, you know, human rights, social justice issue for sure.
So the club is open to everyone, like, there is no restriction?
No, of course, yeah, it's open to everyone. We open our events to everyone. Whoever wants to come can register for our events and show up to our events. And yeah, you don't have to be a member. Some events require membership. I mean, like, our meetings and stuff, like, where it's just for members, then you require a membership. But like, generally, it's open to everyone. Like, if we're having an educational session, you could just pop in and like sit down and listen to what we're saying and like discuss your point of view with everyone else. But yeah, so it's open to everyone. We're trying to like spread the message. Yeah.
Okay. Where can I see, like, if I want to know more about like stuff happening?
Yeah, so I think our like the best way to keep in touch with SPHR is through our Instagram. We post all of our event stuff there, like all the event posters, like when they're happening, where they're happening, all that is posted on our Instagram page. Other than that, you could also become a member. And if you're a member, it's like $5 membership fee, and you receive like our newsletters whenever we have one. Like, usually it's like bi-weekly, or whenever we have events happening, we send out a newsletter to our members. We also have like educate like committees at SPHR, so we try to get our members involved, because now we have like 100 members, right? And they want to be more hands-on with like helping with like the club and stuff. So we have committees for that. So we have like 6 committees that you can join as a member to like help with club stuff, like whether you want to help with like education stuff, which is like research, or if you want to help with the divestment stuff, or if you want to help with like media, just media posts, or like, I don't know, event planning. We have an events committee, we have an outreach committee, so that's where we like reach out to other clubs and like form collaborations and, you know, allyship. That's kind of like, yeah, that is SPHR in like a nutshell.
And that wraps up for today's interview. We will finish today's episode after the break.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Feeling dark swell, crawling up the skin of my spine. If I know you sold on me, you waste another guy. Well, alrighty, Aphrodite, go with that red further.
That the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
And that is it for our show today, folks. Thank you for listening to Against the Current, CITR 101.9's weekly news radio show. We air every Tuesday at 12 p.m. and are rebroadcasted every Saturday at noon. See you next week. And that is it for our show today, folks. Thank you for listening to Against the Current, CITR 101.9's weekly news radio show. We air every Tuesday at 12 p.m. and are rebroadcasted every Saturday at noon. See you next week.